844-866-2387 or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation? 654-7627, 654-7627. At the start here, Kwok is hanging over, and we'll talk a little bit about this week's slate of games, which we haven't got to yet on the show this week. And Ramona, of course, who is like in a tie for second or something.
I am.
Ramona kicking my tail over there.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stink.
She says,
I'm like Florida State's offensive line.
Yeah.
Can't do anything.
That.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ramona was finished pretty well in the bowl contest, too. What were you, like fourth or something?
I don't remember. You remember better than me, apparently, but I don't remember. I know I did good, but I don't remember.
I think I won. I think Kelly was might have been second. Kwok might have been third, and I'm thinking you were fourth.
I was up there.
Yeah, you were up there.
I remember the feeling of it.
Yeah, and now you're off to consecutive 7 and 3 weeks. I'll tell you what the real concern is. You know, the real concern is that the slate of games every week are tough enough and balanced enough that there could be a 1-9 or 2-8 out there awaiting all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Because if things just don't go your way, and that's really what it comes down to. I mean, some of these games, they come down to one play. It either goes your way, it doesn't go your way, and there's not much you can do about it. You know, I mean, in watching, like, for example, last week I went 7-3, and in watching the Georgia Tech game, I think I took the right side. I mean, if they played again, I'd take Georgia Tech.
Right.
And in watching the Fresno State game, I don't know how it would have played out, but I still can't believe what Jeff Tedford did at the end of the game. I still cannot believe that with a senior quarterback, for those who don't know, in that game, Minnesota led Fresno State 21-14. And by the way, it's a miracle that Minnesota led. They converted an almost impossible play that had them take the lead. And Fresno State drove right down the field, senior quarterback on fire, looked great. You know he was going to punch it in, first down on the three-yard line. And with first down on the three-yard line with a minute and 20 seconds left, they run a halfback option. And Tedford, after the game, says, you know, well, it was there. We just didn't have enough on the throw. Exactly, Jeff, which is why you don't have a running back throw the ball on first down from the three-yard line with a minute 20 left when you have a senior quarterback. If you had a freshman quarterback, maybe. You know, maybe it's a play you save for a two-point conversion try if you need it somewhere. But you don't run it on first down when your senior quarterback has just roared your butts down the field. It is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Did you actually see, by the way, this wasn't on the slate of games. Did you see the Pittsburgh Penn State game?
I watched a little bit of it while it was not a total bloodbath.
I mean, that's the most misleading score I have ever seen in my life. I have no say. No dog in the fight. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care if Penn State won 100-0, but Pittsburgh had 212 yards rushing with 12 minutes left in the second quarter. I mean, they were running it right down Penn State's throat, asking them how they liked it. They kept failing when they got close to the goal line. Kenny Pickett did not have a good game in terms of throwing the ball. The conditions were horrid. And then with Pitt down one right before the half, they botch another special teams play. The Pittsburgh, if you think the Georgia Tech special teams were bad last week, which they were, you should have watched that game. I mean, the Pittsburgh special teams, by the way, that's supposed to be the strength of the team. Mm-hmm. They're well coached. An absolute abomination. I mean, every single thing, every way you could screw up, they screwed up. I mean, that game, if you had watched that game through 2.5 quarters, you would have thought Pittsburgh's a better team and they should win this game. And then Penn State, you have your starting quarterback in the game with like 5 minutes left and you're still throwing. I mean, James Franklin, maybe it was the closeness of the App State game. He's looking for, you know, some sort of statement, but he absolutely ran up the score late in that game against Pitt.
I don't think he loves Narduzzi either.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Because of some of those comments from a couple years ago last year too.
No, that's exactly right. And of course, Narduzzi, there's something wrong with him anyway. I mean, he's just, you talk about anger management issues. I mean, this is the guy most likely, never mind, I'm going to get in trouble if I say that. Kwok, where are you guys tonight?
We are at Walhalla. We got Patterson, Walhalla this week. And what was, even without the cancellations, I'll go ahead and say it was a little bit of a weak slate of games. A lot of area teams going on the road and things like that. So Patterson, very young. Walhalla 3-0. One might say they haven't really been tested all that much. Powdersville, in turn, has been super tested. A lot like Westside Daniel last week, where Westside had been tested heavily and was winless, and Daniel was undefeated and wasn't tested as well. So we're looking for a good one tonight.
You know, I'm curious about something I heard you talking about on my way in. I only got part of it, but you were talking about some numbers issues and a rule change that doesn't allow players to play JV and varsity on the same weekend. Why don't you just quickly mention what that is and what you were discussing? So
the nuts and bolts of it is that there was a rule passed. I think it was like 3 years ago, or maybe 4 years ago at this point, in South Carolina, that basically said you play one game a week of football. So what generally happened, and this happened a lot in 2A and even some 3A. When I was at Daniel, it was a small 3A school, and I know this happened quite a bit with some of my classmates. You would start the JV on Thursday night, and then you would be on the bench Friday night. Now, some schools would start varsity, legit varsity players on JV and blow teams out It would be like bringing a big league basher down to hit cleanup in your AAA lineup and then having him the next day in a big league lineup. It was a little bit of a convoluted way to use the system. But a lot of teams that had numbers issues would be able to have, let's say you had, you know, 60 players in your football program. Well, you could have 40 with the JV and 40 with the varsity by floating 20 of them. That's basically what a lot of teams would do. And the high school league basically said you can't do that. And I understand why they didn't. It was a safety issue. The problem is that for lower levels and for smaller 2A schools and even some schools that are, you know, that just have a problem, they don't have a great football culture, is that now you have to decide whether you're going to have really small JV squad, really small varsity squad, or you're going to combine them. At a place like, I was told, and I'm not seeing this, but at a place like Berea, where the football culture is not super strong. I think they've got a new coach there, if I remember correctly. And my former basketball coach is the AD there. They've got like 23 kids, and they have no JV. So that the participation is way down there. But even places like Pickens, places like Liberty around here.
You're suggesting that within the rule change, there are still issues because some of these teams really don't have enough depth to even really field a team.
Right. And
so
I think
there runs an injury risk there as well.
Yeah. And some of those, I mean, and I had some people text me like, well, I played both ways when I was in school. Well, that's true. But athletes were conditioned differently when you were in, so when other people were in school, you know, guys are not conditioned to play both ways.
My father used to walk 65 right? miles through the snow to go to school.
So I really believe, I some of these things are exaggerated, certainly, like you're saying. But I do think that it poses a risk because I've seen so many guys cramp, so many guys, because they're out there so many snaps here early in the season, and there's nobody else to put in their place.
Let me ask you this. In addition to all that, because, you know, look, for a long time now I've been talking about they're coming to get your football. Are the numbers down generally across the state in terms of participation anyway? And if they are, in a football tradition-rich state like South Carolina, what does that mean for the rest of the country?
I talked to a coach 2 or 3 weeks ago that's coached high school football in this state at several places for a long time, and he told me that participation is down almost everywhere, and it's worse than he's ever seen. Now, I would like to know the degree that it's down because I think the difference is more noticeable because of the new rule. So I think in the last 3 or 4 years, when you look at the sideline, you might have seen only 40 players in a game before,
right,
but there were 70 out there on the sideline, so you'd have a problem. Well, 35 were on JV the night before, and you just didn't know. It wasn't noticeable. Now, if you see 40 on a sideline where there used to be 70, it becomes an issue of optics and the way things look. So I would like – I know it's down. I just would like to know the degree that it's down when you backdate to the fact that we used to be able to float guys back and forth.
Right. Yeah, so you're saying that there may be some – unintentional deception the way it looks, but
I think so.
But a coach, a high school coach who gave you that information would not be deceived by that.
Right.
So
that's right.
So basically,
I think you're right that the numbers are down. There's no question they're down. I just don't know to what degree.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about this slate of games this week. And I know you said you're like to the flip a coin stage. Well, again, some of these games are like that. Some of these games are like that. I mean, I debated Arizona Houston for a long time before I finally got on the right side of that. Part of it was the fact that Arizona was essentially going to be playing a 9 a.m. game. They had a lot of other issues, it turns out, as well. All right, let's start at the top, and we obviously have a game tonight. You know, my feeling is I like both these teams.
Yeah.
I think they're both well-coached. But I put Boston College in my top 25 before the year, which I realized wasn't popular. But I think by the end of the year, it's going to be popular.
I believe, and I said this before the year, I thought this would be a critical game in the Atlantic, because the team that wins this game has a chance to do some pretty special stuff. The team that loses this particular game, I think, because both teams, I think, have some challenges on the schedule, it could end up being a little bit of behind the eight ball and feeling like you have to scratch and claw your way back up. And I picked Boston College to win this game specifically early in the season because of two things. Lines of scrimmage, I thought Boston College had an edge. And I also didn't like the Wake Forest quarterback situation with Hinton being out. Now I think they like Hartman. I know he's got 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, but he's played pretty well, especially for a freshman. This will be his toughest test. And I also believe Thursday night benefits home team, especially home underdogs. And any time change, any schedule change that might take a road team out of their ordinary routine, moving this game up a couple hours, I think that could be beneficial to Wake. So, again, this is one of those that I don't know, but I pick Wake Forest. I kind of flipped this game. I picked Wake because they have a better quarterback situation than I thought they would coming in. And because of the schedule change and playing Thursday night, I like the home team as opposed to road. I think if I map these two teams, I would put Boston College ahead on a continuum, but I'm just not sure they win tonight.
So you took Wake?
I took Wake. I went against what I said in the preseason because of how good Hartman's been and because of some of the schedule changes.
I was confused by all that, Ramon.
I did. You see how I'm confused? I'm having to deal with this information in my own brain. Now I'm the one confused every time.
That's pretty funny.
That sounds like something I would say. Yeah. For
well, it's worked for you. Maybe this is better for me to process it that way. I don't know.
Well, on the other side of that, I took Boston College. I think they're better. I think that Brown is way better than people understand right now. And if he's fully healthy, I just like this football team. I think defensively they're way better than people think. I think Zach Allen at defensive end is going to be, you know, taken in the first 50 picks of the draft. I think the safeties are probably the best pair of safeties in the ACC. Dennis and Harris, and I think BC has, I just think they have answers. I mean, I know people say, well, they played nobody in these first two games. Well, that's true. But again, down the stretch last year, in those last six games, they averaged over 40 points a game. And I just don't, people didn't pay attention to that. I do think they have the most difficult schedule of any of these mid-pack ACC Atlantic teams because they have one home game and three road games. But again, down the stretch last year, they went out on the road and played well. You know, they went to Louisville and scored a million points on them with Lamar Jackson, et cetera. You know, if I had a coaching edge, I'd probably give it to Clawson. I don't know if they're good enough defensively. Now, these teams have played a lot of close games. Wake and BC have this history of playing these really tight games, and maybe this game will be similar. We'll see. Hey, Gamecock, Will, I know you were on hold yesterday. Ramona, do this. Speak to Will and have him call me back for the beginning of the 3:40 segment as opposed to just have him sit there on hold. All right, because Quark's going to sit with me another segment. We'll get to him as soon as we come back from the next segment. We'll take a quick break here. Walter Tulu Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'll be back.
Hey, Clemson fans. Join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar-Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar-Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
Come to Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday and celebrate the opening of their new location on U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Enjoy free burgers, hot dogs, chips, and more. A bounce house and snow cones for the kids, so bring the family. There will also be free hats, shirts, raffles, and other giveaways at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 6713 U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Get in on all the fun at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday. See you there.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Misdiagnosed as a child genius, and he never got over it.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird W CCP, 105.5 The Roar. I'm joined by Clark.
Oh, what a classic. What a classic week it's been. I get a lot of Clark texts now on the text line. It's a lot of fun. Oh, yeah, a lot of Clark.
Hey, let me tell you.
I like that.
Yeah, let me tell you about Christopher Trucks. 67 years in the business. They started in 1951. Over $4 million in new and used inventory in stock, which equals at least 60 trucks. Jason Smith, their sales manager, and Rusty Hill, their used truck manager, are incredibly accommodating. They'll help you. They cater. They customize these vehicles basically to the nature of your business. Call them. Speak to them. If you don't have Christopher Trucks on your side, you're falling further behind. It's just the bottom line. Their portfolio of trucks includes work-ready trucks, dump trucks, landscape trucks, box trucks, Sprinter vans, Isuzu, OTR, Freightliner, and Western Star, steak bodies, flatbed, and flatbed dump trucks. You know, I have driven the Sprinter vans through a four-hour test drive, and I took them through an obstacle course. I drove it like a sports car. I could not tip the thing over. Incredible. I mean, they basically let me beat on a vehicle for 4 hours.
Yeah, they did.
And well, except for the gas efficiency part of it, which I really wasn't that good at, you know, because we went out on the regular roads and did a gas efficiency deal, you know, and they have ways of measuring it, and you're supposed to sort of let your foot off the gas as you're getting to the light, and then, you know, and basically start up smoothly and all that stuff, and they measure all that stuff. I wasn't as good at that. But the vehicles themselves,
I don't
incredible.
Think I would be good at that either.
Yeah. No, you definitely wouldn't. You definitely wouldn't. Let me tell you, Christopher Trucks, also the RV experts. I mean, who better to work on RVs than the truck experts? To that end, they now have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine specifically for RVs. They also have factory-certified alignment specialists specifically for RVs. It's football season. You want to make sure your RV is up and running. RV owners, listeners, call 269-2131, 269-2131. Ask for Brian or Jennifer. Tell them I say it. And don't forget that their service department is open from early in the morning until midnight to serve you. so lots to get you. Yeah, Brandon Easley. That makes sense. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, I can't say that. All right, back. Let's get back to the discussion of the games. We left off with BC, so we're going to go different there because I went BC. We'll figure out what Ramona did later. I think BC right now is the second best team in the ACC, and I thought that going in. I put them 21st in my preseason poll, and I haven't seen any reason to change my mind. And I do have respect for Wake Forest. We'll see. These teams have a history of playing really tight games. We'll see how it goes. What's the next game on the slate?
I thought you were leaving me out.
Okay, you're in. Okay. Who did you take in the BC game?
I took Boston College.
Oh, okay.
The spread was -6 Boston College. The next game is Hawaii at Army. Army's a 6.5-point favorite. I took Army. I just wouldn't have taken Hawaii anyway, I don't think.
Well, you know, you have one of the hottest quarterbacks in America. And Hawaii's offense under Rolovich, the run and shoot, has just been incredible through three games. Hawaii is going to travel over 5,000 miles to play this football game. Think about that. Other people complain about road trips. Hawaii's going to travel over 5,000 miles to play this game.
That's long even for a plane.
That's insanity, really. I mean, it's hard to believe. And, of course, every time they go to the mainland, they have a 2,500-mile-plus flight.
Yeah, it's like a 2,500-mile flight to San Diego
or
somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go play on the East Coast, then you're going to have a 5,000-mile flight, and that's what they face here. In addition to that, this game is effectively a 6 a.m. start time for Hawaii. So that's a little hard to figure. The human body, no one plays football at 6 a.m. You know, there are no football games played at 6 a.m.
I like Army for the reasons you just said. And not for any other football reason do I like Army. I'm very impressed with how Hawaii's. They went back to the run and shoot. So they went back to kind of their, I would say, their roots. The June Jones era, the Colt Brennan, the Chang. What's his name? Timmy Chang. I mean, that's what they're doing. They went more like read option type principle, zone read the last couple of years. Didn't work well. Give Nick Rolovich a lot of credit for that. But I just don't know that they can overcome all of these non-football factors. So I went Army, but again, I'm picking a team that I don't like as good as the other team. So I just think all those factors would favor Army. And I also think, to go along with 6 a.m., you have to be disciplined to play against an option team. And I think if you're mentally distracted or weak or flustered at all, then you'll give up a bunch of big plays. And I think Army's not quite as good as maybe they were a year ago, but that offense still gives you a lot of problems and they're very well coached. So I just think it's going to be hard for Hawaii's defense to key in and stop what they need to stop with that option.
Well, Army doesn't have Ahmad Bradshaw anymore, obviously, and he was their best player. But the kid is playing quarterback for Army now actually can throw the ball. And it didn't really demonstrate it last week, but he did against Duke in the first game, a game they lost, that they played more competitively than that score would indicate. The other thing I like about Army is Army has like three 240-pound B-backs, fullbacks in that offense. So they have guys that can pound you. And Hawaii's defense still not very good. Hawaii played Navy and gave up, you know, 350 yards rushing or something. But they still won the game comfortably. I picked Hawaii. So we're on opposite sides here too. I picked Hawaii because
that's good for you, by the way.
Anytime you can pick opposite of me, you're feeling good right now. But Hawaii has been so explosive thus far, and Navy's defensive backfield and pass rush just could not deal with Hawaii's offense. And I'm not sure Army is any more well situated to deal with it. You know, I am concerned about the time issues and all that stuff. I do think Army's going to run the ball effectively, and maybe they will wear them down. You know, I sort of look back on what Hawaii did last year. They traveled as far as UMass to play a UMass team that was actually pretty good, that played some Southeast Conference team stuff. And Hawaii won that game at UMass. Now, the thing is, that game was essentially a 6 p.m. Eastern start time, which is a lot different than what Hawaii is going to face this time. I didn't have anything to really go by in that. I'm just sort of going an object in motion. I just think Hawaii is so hot right now. You know, the funny thing is, if you look at their schedule, if Hawaii wins this football game, it's not impossible they could go unbeaten. There's not a lot on that schedule. I mean, they have a game at Fresno State, which I think is their toughest game. But you know, you look at this schedule. After Army, they have Duquesne. They're at San Jose State. They get Wyoming at home. They're at BYU. They have a home game against Nevada. Nevada's a pretty good team, but they get them at home. They're at Fresno State. Utah State's good, but they get them at home. UNLV, and then they close the season at San Diego State, which Rocky Long's bunch will still be tough. But, you know, if they win this game, you could be looking at a 10-2 team or something of that sort.
That's what I was thinking. Two or three losses, yeah. Sounds right, which is a lot better than the last couple of years. They've been, I mean, dead in the water. Yep. So it's nice to see that.
All right, so I guess I'm on an island here. I'm going against you two guys in this one. All right, what do we have next?
The next game is Florida State versus Syracuse, and I took Syracuse. That's against the spread.
Yeah.
Florida State. Yeah.
Florida State.
You know, I don't want to take Florida State.
Willie Taggart doesn't want to take Florida State.
I know.
DeAndre Francois didn't take Florida. DeAndre Francois is telling people to lay the points in this.
Yeah. So I took Syracuse.
How in the world is Florida State favorite? It's got to be a Vegas. Basically, people that didn't watch the games. Syracuse has not been, I mean, they've given up a million yards, but if Samford's quarterback throws for 400 or whatever, he was pretty good.
He's pretty good.
What is Syracuse going to do against Florida State?
Well, you know, I think maybe one of the thought processes is that Syracuse lost their two top receivers from a year ago who were two playmakers. And
they always replace them, though.
Yeah, and that may be part of it, but they would appear to have the advantage at quarterback in this game. And again, you know, I've mentioned this a million times. I did not have Florida State ranked before the year. I think their offensive line is hideous. And Syracuse nearly won this game last year in Tallahassee. It's a game they well could have won. So I don't know. You know, one thing that sort of astounds me, and I keep hearing people say things like this. I keep hearing people saying, well, Florida State's going to get better over the course of the year. Get this through your thick skulls. No, they are not. No, they're not. I don't know what makes anyone think that. Why would you think they're going to get better? I mean, did you watch them play last year? They're not getting better. This is who they are. They're not any good. Last year, they need to go play a nobody in a game that got canceled to make sure they got to a bowl. They're not going to a bowl this year. You can believe whatever you want. It's America. You're free to have whatever fantasies you want to have. They're not going to a bowl game this year. Listen, Florida State sucks. They can't play football. Their DBs have no idea where the ball is. Their offensive line sucks. They don't have an elite pass rush. They're not really good at anything. You know, they've got a couple guys in Francois and Akers have talent. Listen, those guys do not matter without offensive line play. And so when you look at Florida State, what they are the last, you know, season and through a couple games is they're a 500 football team. And guess what? Here comes the tough part of their schedule. Okay? They have a much more difficult schedule this year. So you can believe whatever you want. They're not going to a bowl game. And you know what? They're not winning this game either because I don't see it. I think they lose.
Noon kick at Syracuse. I don't care. Look, it might be 59-52. I don't think Florida State trusts themselves. They needed a pick six to pull away from Samford last week at home. This is not good.
Yes. Samford was at the Florida State 40, and they were driving to win the game.
I do not like anything about this matchup for Florida State.
I'm telling you, the people who think Florida State's going to have some magical rebirth and that, you know, they'll get better. You're not watching film. You didn't watch last year. You're not watching now. They're not getting better. They're a bad football team that's going to finish in last place in the ACC Atlantic. I picked them fourth before the year. People thought I was crazy. I was crazy. I picked them way too high.
I agree.
Ramona in there stuffing her face with something. What are you eating there, Ramona? Oh, she can't speak because she's eating. Right. What's the next game, Ramona? Yeah, anytime you're ready.
Classic.
Sound like
this,
it's live
this is fantastic.
Radio. No, I'm not going to break. No.
It's time for break.
I'm not going to break. What's the next game?
West Virginia and North Carolina State.
No, it's canceled. What's the next game?
What? It's not canceled. Canceled. It's not here.
Oh, yeah. Kelly didn't replace it.
It's canceled.
That's, I told Kelly to replace, put like Houston one, and Texas three, Tech on there.
Pick
or
whoever you want, Ramona. You're right.
Oh, I thought that she took.
Can you go to the next game?
Yeah. Boise State at Oklahoma State. I picked Oklahoma State. They're a 2.5-point favorite.
All right, Quack.
I took Boise.
Brett oh, no. You went against your beloved
state. I did. Well, I mean, I'm tired of them giving up 50 at home every time they play anybody that doesn't stink.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. This is a mortal lock. Boise State's going to kick the crap out of that team. I don't believe in any element of Oklahoma State, never have. And I think Boise State's going unbeaten. I put them 10th in my preseason poll. I thought the two toughest games in their schedule were the games at Troy and this game, and I thought they'd win both of them, and I still do. I just think they're a better team.
They blasted Troy. I know Troy had a new quarterback, but yeah. I thought it was – I didn't give out a spread and pick on that game, but I thought it was possible that game was a touchdown game. They so thoroughly dominated Troy, and then they went for like 800-plus yards on UConn last week. I know UConn's not any good. But UCF didn't do that up there. UConn, they smacked UConn so incredibly horribly that UConn, I mean, like they're going, they had to walk home, I think.
And the thing is, look, they're good defensively too. They have great pressure off the edge, and they're tough. Boise State is tough. Oklahoma State is not tough.
Right.
And so I think Oklahoma State's defense is better than it's been in recent years, but I think they're about to get a reality check at home because I think Boise State's going to beat them by like 2 touchdowns. I think they're going to win there. And then we're going to get to the end of the year and Boise State's going to be unbeaten. And we're going to have this conversation about their worth, and I think their worth is pretty good. I mean, we'll see, but
hey,
yeah.
How come that game was still on the Vegas thing? The Vegas should know that they canceled it, right?
Call them up, ask them.
I mean, well, why would it be on there? That's why I waited till today. Right?
Well, you know what?
My pitch.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're right. Okay. So.
You know, I'll say one thing. I hate to change the subject for this, but I'll say one thing about Brett Rippon's numbers. Home versus road. I think in his career, he's like 17-8 touchdown to INTs at home. And it's something like 24-6 or 23-6 touchdown to INTs on the road. He's a better quarterback away from home. I think they died. I think they're shredding Oklahoma State's defense.
I like Boise State's defense, too. It's not just their offense. That defense is really tough. And, you know, I know Oklahoma State scored 50 the first couple nobodies that they play every year. But this isn't a nobody who's coming to Stillwater. And this team's not going to have any fear of Stillwater.
Nope.
I don't think so. You need to go, don't you?
You know, I'm going to bend the rules.
We can
finish up these games next segment.
All right, allegedly. We'll be back after this brief commercial interlude.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action, starting with the Tiger Pregame Show, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Come to Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday and celebrate the opening of their new location on U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Enjoy free burgers, hot dogs, chips, and more. A bounce house and snow cones for the kids, so bring the family. There will also be free hats, shirts, raffles, and other giveaways at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 6713 U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Get in on all the fun at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday. See you there.
Welcome to Moe's!
You've hit the trifecta with Moe's new Three Amigos tacos. Start with corn tortillas, then carnitas, chicken, and steak. We finish them with fresh ingredients because it's 1, 2, 3 times a taco with the new Three Amigos tacos.
Welcome to Moe's!
Take a bowl and fill it with rice, beans, and other fresh ingredients like handcrafted guac, pico, and your choice of carnitas, chicken, or steak. Grab a fork or two, and you've got yourself a bowl made just for you. Welcome to Moe's.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
No one's better than Walt Depp Dulep. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Think of it as a cleansing of the mind.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt up to the Road Rage, joined by William Quackenbush, and we're talking about the games on the college football slate this weekend. We'll get right back to that in a minute. You know, listen, performance issues are really common. They can start as really in your 20s because testosterone levels start to decline even at that age. And many men struggle with this issue. It's not, there's no reason to be ashamed of the issue, but to a degree, I think everyone is. And what we end up doing is we turn to these insane solutions, the Lamar Odom solutions. You're ordering crap off of like the internet at 2 a.m. that's coming in a dark box to your house. Listen, stop that. That's not science, all right? I have a scientific solution for you, and it's Hims. It's for Hims.com, real doctors, medical-grade solutions for performance issues. Look, what's happened is the big-name brands, which everybody knows, have come off patent, and so now there are generics for those, and Hims is at the forefront of the movement. Look, no waiting room. No awkward in-person doctor's visits, no lines. And really, everyone's too busy for that. So you don't have to worry about any of that. Go to forhims.com. The answer is so easy. A few quick questions and a chat with a licensed doctor, and your products are shipped discreetly and directly to your door. That's the deal. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/road rage, the number 5. That's forhims.com/road rage, the number 5. forhims.com/road rage, the number 5. All right, lots to get to. Terrence asked me, hey, Walt, do you bash Kwok too for being a Colts fan as well? Yes.
Yes. You know what? I was very encouraged by Andrew Luck on Sunday. And the defense, you know, when you give up 14-point leads every week the whole year last year, you don't know anything else. So maybe they'll learn by midseason not to do that.
He threw like 60 short passes.
You know, honestly, I'm good with it because that means he's not getting battered to death, being the death bag there holding the ball forever.
But at some point, they're going to figure that out. He's going to have to stretch the field at some point, which we'll see.
I'll give him some time.
All right, what do we have next? He's had 2 years.
That's true.
He's getting old.
The next game is Ohio State at TCU.
All right. So what do you have there, Ramon?
I took Ohio State. They're a 12.5-point favorite, and I can't ignore that.
I can't. I couldn't do it. I said TCU all off season. I can't. Look, I'm 10-10.
Points? What are you doing?
I'm 10-10. Yeah. I can't pick TCU in this game, but I may take the points anyway because I don't think Ohio State is going to go down there and blow them out. I don't love what TCU is doing.
Are your picks in?
My picks are, well, in theory. In theory,
they're right. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'm giving you advice on the air, and you haven't done your picks yet.
Look, I'm 10-10. For the good of the station, this is for the greater good that I take every available moment.
You watch Kwok will have my same pick.
I can't. I want to pick TCU. I do. I just can't. I'm not in any position to take liberties with double digit spreads. So I'm going Ohio State.
I went Ohio State too. I in my preseason rating, I put Ohio State 2 in the country. I overcame my concerns about their off field issues and just based it on their talent. And when I look at their talent, I just think they're too good. I mean, I think Ohio State's really dangerous. I think they're absolutely capable of winning the national title. And I thought that before the year. I just think that they are, I think they have too much. Now, look, I respect Gary Patterson. I think defensively they'll have a great plan. I don't know that they have enough. And plus, I don't think their offense is good enough right now to face that Buckeye defense. I'm going to be curious to see the crowd divide there. It's in TCU's backyard, but I would think Ohio State people are going to show up for that game too. So, you know, I don't know what the breakdown in that game will be. We'll see how Haskins looks in that type of situation. But that team is loaded, absolutely loaded. All right, so we were in agreement. That's just too funny.
We were
Ramona. Ramona suggested.
I didn't realize he hadn't turned him in. I mean, you bugged me
either,
all day yesterday and all day this morning. Oh, you got your picks in? I mean, constantly. I just assume I'm last.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Because I can't do them.
You're not last. Brad Sinkov's picks will be in. You know,
Matt Conley, like, Grace Rayner. Yeah. Yeah, 4:59.
I didn't know that. See, I can't do them until I get here, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Sorry, Ramon.
I didn't know either. No, right, either Kwok. Until so Kwok's already dropped.
I'm still upset about this high school football game.
good grief! What do you have next?
Washington at Utah. Washington's a 5-point favorite, so I took them. Washington.
I took Utah at home. It's tough to play in altitude. Utah's given up like, I know they haven't played anybody. They give 9.5 points a game. They struggled offensively, but held Northern Illinois to 6 on the road last week. I like their run game and the defense to win it. And also, Washington complains so much about those 10 p.m. starts on ESPN. I think it's only fair that they are victimized by one. So I'm going to go Utah there.
You know, I took Washington, and I am afraid of this game because I really respect Utah, and I really respect Woody M., and I really think they are extremely tough at home. and it's a really dangerous late night environment. And I'll tell you something else. Utah has these games generally like once a year where they just stomp somebody, somebody that they're not supposed to, and they wind up destroying them. I also, every year I see Washington play. Last year there were a couple of them. Games they go on the road and they just have no offense whatsoever. None. And that concerns me against this Utah defense. I picked Washington, but I'm not at all comfortable with it. I'm still not entirely sold on Jake Browning. I do think he looked better. His ball velocity and arm strength looked better against Auburn than it did any time in the previous year and a quarter. So ultimately, I went Washington. I found myself taking all road teams, and I sort of did that last week, and I'm doing it again. And that can be a concern in itself. And I don't trust this, and I could see Utah win the game. But I took Washington because I had to take somebody. All right.
Okay, the next game is Fresno State at UCLA. And so I took Fresno State. They're a 2.5-point favorite. I think I took them last week, though, and it messed me up. I can't remember.
Yeah, the Jeff Tedford decision. All right, Quark, what do you have, Fresno State and UCLA, and why?
I really don't love this game because I still have a thing about group of fives, especially a team like Fresno who can play, but they're kind of a meteoric riser going on the road to a power five. And UCLA actually did not get blown out as badly, and it didn't look as bad when I was able to catch some moments of it as I thought it would look against Oklahoma last week. So I'm a little more bullish about that. I think with time, Chip Kelly's going to get his quarterback situation figured out. I actually think the Wilton Spate injury is a long-term blessing in disguise because the kid is back there now, the freshman. He looks like more of a fit for what Chip Kelly wants to do. But I'm going to go Fresno State because I still think UCLA's roster has a ways to go, and I like how opportunistic Fresno State is and how explosive they can be. So I kind of agree with Vegas on this, that it's a bit of a coin flip, but I'll take the Bulldogs there.
Yeah, I took Fresno State. I just think that, I think Fresno State knows who they are, and I think that's half the battle, and I don't think UCLA has any idea who they are right now. And here's another thing. For decades, Fresno State has tried to get these Pac-12 teams to engage, and they always just dodge them. They've dodged them forever, and one of the reasons they dodged, remember when USC was at its high point? They had Leinart and Bush and all those guys, and they finally played Fresno State, and they played them at home. Remember that game? That game was like 48-43 or something. USC barely survived Fresno State. I just think Fresno State just not only embraces these games against Pac-12 teams, they live for them. And it was true under Pat Hill, and I think it's still true. I think they play with a chip on their shoulder against any Pac-12 team because they feel that they've dodged them forever. So I think Kelly walks into this one at home. I think Fresno State's the better team, and I think they win the game.
Okay, the next game is... That's not it. The next game is Southern Cal at Texas, and Texas is a 3.5-point favorite, so I took Texas, but I wouldn't have taken Southern Cal either. They're kind of like FSU. I won't. They stink. So.
They both stink? Is that what you said?
Well, FSU stinks. That's what I'm saying. Even,
You're safe. You're safe in whatever you want to say.
I wouldn't have taken Southern Cal anyway.
Yeah, they all stink is the
bottom
line.
Texas is a 3.5-point favorite.
Which is astonishing.
So
in
you're saying that Texas stinks also?
Oh yeah, Texas is a disaster. I mean, those teams are all garbage, just flat garbage. Go ahead, Quark.
I pick Texas defense. I think good move, Ramona. I'm listening to you right there. Yeah. By the way, my picks are in now. I've been pressured to put my picks in. My picks are all in. I can't change them, and I didn't change any of them. I know people that won't believe that, but
we're gonna have to keep the recording.
I didn't change. I like Texas.
I'll check
because
them later after the high school football game that I didn't plan on staying for. I'll check.
Yeah, right. We'll make it a quick one. Thanks, for you, Ramona. How about that? I don't like USC for two reasons. One, I don't like back-to-back road games for a team that's not particularly tough and still trying to figure out an identity with a true freshman quarterback who's a teenager. And two, I think there's something to, and we've seen it with teams that play Alabama. We've seen it for, you know, to a certain degree with teams that play Clemson. I think you could throw Stanford in there, too, if you're not a tough team, that the next week there is a hangover effect from playing a team that just out-muscles you. And USC faced that last week with Stanford, who basically, I saw some of the game as Clemson was playing. They basically just didn't try to score for part of the game, to the way I'm looking at it. So I think Texas is going to be able to do that. I'm not sure they blow USC out because they got major issues on the offensive side of the ball. But I just don't think USC is going to be able to withstand 60 minutes this week on the road.
You know, honestly, I have no idea. I really don't, because I think both these teams are terrible, just terrible. I don't think Texas is a well-coached football team. I think Tom Herman may be the most overrated coach in America. The offense has gotten worse since he took it over. Only the defense has gotten better, and even that, they lost a lot of personnel from last year, best players off that defense. I mean, they barely beat Tulsa last week. I mean, after losing to Maryland, I mean, they became the second team since 2013 to lose consecutive games to Maryland, and then followed that up by almost losing to Tulsa at home. So, I don't feel confident about it. I picked Texas because, I had to pick somebody. Fundamentally, I'm going against both those teams all year. I think I went against USC on the total before the year, which was 8.5.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember if I went against Texas. I can't recall. But I just think that game, you know, last year was like 27-24 or something. Texas had a chance to win. Basically, the only reason I'm picking Texas is because the game's in Austin. Other than that, I can't think of any reason to pick either one of these teams. I really can't. I mean, I'm going against both these teams all year long in every situation I possibly can because I think they both suck. And I'm not sure either one of them is particularly well coached either. I'm going to be curious how long a rope they give Herman. I guess we're done. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. I'll be back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
College life doesn't have